Right now, it's time for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week, meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to take a minute to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Independent Animal Rescue, Paws Forever, Beautiful Together, and the organization joining us today, Cattails Cat Cafe. They're on West Franklin Street. CattailsCatCafe.com is their website. Katie from the cafe here in the studio with us, and owing to the fact that we don't have any doors here in the studio, she is not brought a cat, but we're going to talk about her. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
We are in the middle of a moving zone.
There's a lot going on around here.
There's a lot going on.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So tell us about our invisible cat.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is so beautiful. Yeah.
So today I'm going to introduce you to our senior girl, Rhoda. She's amazing. She's 9 years old and there's nothing senior about her. She's very perky, very chatty, very full of life, and is just a super awesome cat.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's a really pretty long-haired tabby, and she's got a really neat story. She was an owner's surrender to a local county shelter, not Orange County, and had been at the shelter for quite a while. She had a really weird boo-boo on her lip that was pretty gnarly looking.
Okay.
And I'm sure whoever surrendered her just thought it was something really awful and was beyond their capabilities. But it really just turned out to be something that she needed a steroid for. But she had been at the shelter for a while, and her time was up.
Okay.
And she was about to not make it out. And so our rescue partner, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, pulled her. She went into foster. She got seen by one of the awesome vets at Beautiful Together, and they started her on the steroid, and it healed right up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really kind of amazing. I mean, the before and after pictures are quite something.
Right, right.
The best part about her is the way her lip healed. There's just this tiny little gap where her little tiny two front teeth are, so she always looks like she's smiling, and it really just makes you want to kiss her right on those
lips.
Nice.
What is she like just personality-wise?
Very, very friendly. She's a total lap cat. She likes a lot of attention. So normally we think of older cats, you know, being a good fit for an older person. And she definitely is, but she definitely likes a lot of attention. She wants to be involved. She wants to be on your lap or sitting next to you. She's a great conversationalist. You can talk to her for hours. She's really a fun cat, and she's long hair, long hair tabby, which is, we don't get those long hairs very often.
Right,
they go really
right.
quickly. Another exciting thing is she just had a dental done. So beyond the little lip boo-boo that she had, she was in need of a good teeth cleaning and having some bad teeth taken out, and that's all been done. So she is ready to roll. She should be pretty low maintenance from here on out. And yeah, she's just a really fun cat.
Awesome. Speaking with Katie Poitras, CattailsCatCafe.com is the website. Go there and find out more. You can schedule an appointment to stop by the cafe and hang out with Rhoda, right? And all of the other gray cats that they've got there. You can see photos of all of them, including Rhoda, up on their website. Again, CattailsCatCafe.com. We're also going to have photos of Rhoda up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, plus on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. How often do you get senior cats? It's more younger cats typically.
I mean, we love to bring in seniors when they work their way in. You know, our rescue partner, Beautiful Together, their kind of soft spot is pulling mama cats that have brand new babies, getting them out of the shelter, which is amazing. A lot of times around the end of the year, we'll have a lot of like young baby mamas. And then any kittens that haven't been adopted straight from foster. And then, you know, we'll get these harder to adopt seniors or older cats kind of peppered in, which we are looking forward to doing more of those, especially throughout the winter months. Once all the kittens have been adopted. And
I know the line is that it's harder to adopt older cats because more people are kind of in the market for kittens, but it's so rewarding to adopt an older cat.
For sure, for sure. Especially a cat like Rhoda. I mean, she is so full of life, and you can just tell she feels good, and she's grateful, and she wants to be a part of all the action and live her best life. So, yeah, I mean, she still has a lot of years left in her at 9 years old. It's, you know, I don't really consider that a senior cat, but technically they are. But, yeah, you would never think of her as being a senior.
What's going on at the cafe that folks should know about?
Well, we just hit a milestone.
I saw this. Yeah. 700, is that right?
We're 700 plus now. But, yes, 700 adoptions.
That's
since
awesome.
We started. We're coming up on our five-year anniversary in February. So, it's been really exciting. That was a really amazing milestone. There's something about that number that just seems big.
Yeah. Lucky, right?
Yeah. A lot of little bodies have come and gone through there. And a lot of great people and amazing homes. And we're just really grateful. We've had tremendous support from the community, and we're just so excited. Oh, and we just extended our lease.
Oh, nice.
So we're here to stay for a little while longer.
For another long time. Yeah. That's fantastic. So folks want to visit the cafe, maybe meet Rhoda, think about adopting her. Like, what's the process? What do they do?
So best thing to do is make a reservation on our website. A heads up that our weekends tend to fill up 2-3 weeks out. So weekdays are not quite as crazy, but we still definitely recommend reservations. We are usually full by the day of. So jump online on our website, grab a reservation, and come spend an hour. We just got our hot cocoa bar up and running for the cold days.
Love it.
So, yeah, there's no better time to come and get your snuggle on with some cats.
Fantastic. Anything else that folks should know about Rhoda if they're thinking about meeting or adopting her?
Do not sleep on this cat.
Yeah.
She's so fun. She's so great. And of course, she's deserving, as they all are. But whoever takes her home is going to be absolutely thrilled. She's a wonderful companion.
Don't sleep on this cat. Let her sleep on you, right?
There you go.
There we go. Again, cattailscatcafe.com. Go there and make an appointment to stop by the cafe. Check it out. All of those amazing cats are available for adoption, including Rhoda. We'll have photos of her up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, and also on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. And again, cattailscatcafe.com is the cafe's website. Go there today. Katie, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. And hopefully you can come in and meet Rhoda yourself.